A former SEC head coach takes shots at the SEC. Mike, it's hump day. Welcome in to the hump day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just hop right into it. The chaos is ensuing online during media days, per usual, whether it's the SEC, the Big Ten, whoever, because people are consistently throwing shade at everybody, whether it's interconference or, you know, one conference to another, you never know. But in this case, we have one conference throwing shade at another, and that being, well, in this case, a coach from the conference throwing shade at the entire conference. Former SEC head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brett Bielema, for some reason was like, hey, I'm going to wake up and choose violence today for some reason and have no reason to back it up because he was not good in the SEC at all.
That's probably why he's not coaching in the SEC.
Yeah, and by definition in my, you know, dictionary, he's cheeks in the SEC as far as I'm concerned. It's just Owen Cheeks, if you will. That is what he was. But yeah, so basically the quote, and we have the post. He basically, and for some reason, I don't know why he said it, but he said, this is from On Three, Illinois Brett Bielema takes shot at the SEC. They want to live in 2005 forever. Yeah. Brett, for real. For real.
A little bit of extra context to the quote, because I just found something else on X. Mm-hmm. Talking about Greg Sankey, he says, I know he's got to protect the SEC and they kind of want to live in 2005 forever.
What does that even mean? Like, is he just talking about the success? Is he talking, like, I understand that the past 3 years it has been, you know, primetime Big Ten. Okay. Last year, Indiana won. The year before that, it was Ohio State. And the year before that, it was Michigan. Okay. You have two of your big hitters in the conference. Indiana, who has not been relevant in years, finally got a championship after being like basically the, I think by historical numbers, the worst D1 school in college football. And they turned it around in a year. And, you know, last year they showed promise, or I guess the year before last year, but last year they won the national championship. And it's like, okay, you know, yeah, the Big Ten's legit. I understand. And we knew that they were legit, but not SEC legit in terms of like the physicality that's and the schedules and the like it. And it's a gauntlet every week in the SEC. The Big Ten, you might have, and I get that they have the Oregons and the USCs now. I understand that. But if
I still think that those teams are at the level of a lot of the SEC, like,
yeah,
they're good teams. I just don't think even those teams are still, I guess, physical as a lot of SEC schools. And we've had Big Ten guys who played in both leagues come out and mm-hmm. say that publicly. Caleb Downs yeah. was a large one to say that. Kind of came out and said, you know, obviously he played at Alabama for his freshman year with Nick Saban. Nick Saban mm-hmm. retires. He ultimately decides to leave. That's understandable. But he said playing in the Big Ten is nothing compared to playing in the SEC.
Yeah.
That's something. I think the Big Ten has won, and I've said this before on this show, but the Big Ten has won these national championships because the SEC is beating itself up week in and week out.
Yeah, and that it's literally, by definition, like, the in my eyes, the better conference.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? If they're beating each other up, that doesn't prove anything. It does, because it's a gauntlet. Every week, like Graham said,
destroying each other.
Yeah, every week, it's a knockdown drag out. And like, yes, you have your Alabamas, your Georgias, your LSUs, your Ole Misses, your A&Ms. I understand that. I get that. And then you have, you know, the Auburns and the Mizzous and the Oklahomas and the, you know, the Texases, I guess, of the world. I feel like I just don't get what he's trying to imply, that we're stuck in 2005. Like, we kind of know where we are right now. But I feel like, and that's what's so funny, like, if there's ever talks about, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC joining hands and doing a super league, then all the coaches are like, yeah, I'm for it. You know what I mean? And then Brett Bielema, who has no room for insult against the SEC, and we'll get to that in a second, he doesn't need to be saying that. Like, this is one of those moments where you need to know your role and shut your hole. You know what I'm saying? because he doesn't know what he's talking about. He just doesn't. And, you know, you can come at me in the comments, but I think most of our, you know, viewership and listenership is SEC country. You know what I mean? I think Bama fans would agree with me. I think Georgia fans would agree with me. I think LSU, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Texas, Oklahoma fans would agree with me that we still, by definition, in terms of market value, are the better conference. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, you can't compare it. I don't care what the results have been the past 3 years from the national championship. That's cool. That's obviously where you want to be. That is the end goal of any team in college football. But as far as marketability and TV value, there's a reason why ESPN specifically picked us up to show our games. Now, that being said, let's get into Brett Bielema's history in the SEC, because it's not great. And I'm tying this into Auburn, okay? Overall record, Graham, I throw it to you. Hit us with the overall record.
So his overall record at his complete time in the University of Arkansas was 29-34. So had a losing record. And that's over five seasons as the head coach.
And I believe, if my, you know, research is correct, I believe against Auburn he was 1-4.
Yeah, I mean, that would check out. His overall SEC conference record was 11-29. Not good. And his best season in the SEC, so his best SEC record came in 2015, and it was 4-4. So he didn't even have a winning season once at Arkansas.
Come on, Brett. Come on, Brett Bielema. Come on, man. Come on, coach. You can't be throwing shade, and you can't have any room to back it up. I don't care. The Big Ten.
You might want to sit this one out, coach.
Yeah.
Let's not bring up the SEC when, you know, you've coached in it. And
yeah, again, like, cheeks and O, man. He's terrible. Like, I cannot believe that, like, 11 wins and you're calling out the SEC. 11 wins, 1-4 against Auburn. Okay. We have owned Arkansas pretty much. Like, that's
now, I will say, those were kind of good years for Auburn. I mean, like, he was
there from, still,
let's see, what, 2013 to 2017. So, he saw, you know,
was he there when, Peyton Thorne was, I think it was this. You remember what game we're talking about? It was when we put Arkansas on the road and Peyton Thorne had to run into the end zone.
He was there 2013 to 2017. So he was there like Stidham's. His last year was what would have been Stidham's first year. Yeah.
Yikes.
At Auburn. Yikes. Like, he saw some good Auburn football teams, you know, going from the 2013 team all the way to, you know, 2014, not the best year, but they weren't bad. 2015. They weren't crazy. 2016 was getting better. Then obviously 2017 was a phenomenal year for Auburn football. Should have made it to the college football playoffs. Was in the SEC championship. We lost that game to Georgia.
Yeah. Like,
after beating them earlier in the year.
And it's funny too, because, you know, not only record, you know, he wasn't the best recruiter either, because they would have won more games if he was, to bring more talent to Arkansas, because dude couldn't, you know, recruit a taco if you wanted to, because he ate the taco. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, sorry, but it's just, I just don't understand why you're taking unnecessary shots. Like, I get if Dan Lanning did, I get if, you know, somebody of actual prominence in that conference, you know, said something like this, it'd be like, okay, Brett Bielema, really?
Yeah.
11 total wins in SEC.
And I think his comment, like, you know, like, extends from, like, you know, SEC resisting, you know, some NIL, modern NIL things, or like the, you know, the questions that came up from Sankey about the SEC having questions about wanting to start their own league because they're unhappy with the way NIL is now. And basically, like, you know, Sankey trying to protect the traditional dominance of what the SEC is. As, you know, we say the Big Ten, people say the Big Ten is starting to get better. So I think that's where his shot is coming from. I think it's ridiculous to not want to keep college football how it was, or, you know, because the main issue there is that people want, though, they don't want college football to be like the NFL, because it's always been a separate entity. It's always had its own style and type of way compared to the NFL. NFL was where you went to go get the money, went to go be pro, have all the flashy stuff. The college is where you're meant to love the game of football and grind it out. And you pick your school and you stay at your school for 3 to 4 years, and then you move on and hopefully make it to the next, make to the next level. That's how that went. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I get why the SEC wants to kind of preserve that, because that's what college football has always been until now.
Right.
That's why I think it's a stupid shot.
Yeah. But, like, again, if it were someone like, you know, Ryan Day or Dan Lanning or, shoot, even Matt Rhule, you know, like a respectable coach in that conference, if they said that, it's one thing. Brett Bielema saying it is just like, dude, like, you're just saying it to say it to, I guess, stay relevant what we're doing right now, talking about them. You know what I mean? You know what Illinois is going to win this year? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely not. They're going to get, hold on, they're going to get absolutely
boat raced
in the Big Ten. Absolutely boat raced. I just don't get, because, like, you can say that, Brett Bielema, but you cannot hide behind the Big Ten logo, because you not respected in that conference, bro. You're just not. Even, like, everyone in the country knows it. Okay, and SEC country definitely doesn't respect you, because, again, 11 total wins, 1-4 against Auburn. What a joke. What a joke. But you know what isn't a joke? AUShirts.com. That's what's not a joke. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen now. If you're watching, the Barn Hard shirt, the Effie Iron shirt, if you know, you know, for that one, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some mugs and other options on there as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to the game in Atlanta or going to a home game in Jordan-Hare at a tailgate or from the comfort of your own home, whatever you call game day, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above if you're sporting your gear from AUShirts.com, because we'd love to shout you out on the show. So again, if you're at home in Atlanta or at a game of Jordan-Hare or on the road even, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above to get your chance to be shouted out on the show. So again, get all your favorite gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn at AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Yeah. Also, while you're at it, go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan and you have your own business, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to get your business on an index that is that Auburn fans can search and come support you whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go to see if there's anything in Atlanta that you can support while you're there. Just like I said, support the family. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do that. It's growing by the handfuls every single day. And if you know anybody with ties to Auburn and they have a local business, what is stopping you from telling them about buyauburn.com? Grant, moving on to the back end of the show, we had a little bit of basketball news in regards to a tip-off time for I guess this is the back end of a home and home that we made with Arizona, correct? Kind of go into detail about that and kind of the significance of it, because I find this very interesting, the point you brought up before
start recording. Auburn is going to be playing Arizona, like we said, and it is set for, and real quick, this is the biggest non-conference game Neville Arena's ever seen. I wish, you know, in the last couple of years, we've had seen the better end of the, you know, SEC-ACC challenge. Obviously, we played Duke 2 years ago with the Jani team, the Final Four team up in Duke. Would have loved to see, like, you know, or Duke or UNC come to Auburn. Never happened. So we are playing Arizona November 13th at Neville at night. And that is the night before we play. Our football team plays at Mississippi State for like an 11 a.m., 12 o'clock tip kickoff. Gross. Sorry, I'm combining basketball and football there. And so I just find that interesting. And obviously, you know, we have multiple early games this year in football. But like, I was planning on going to the Auburn-Mississippi State game and being in Starkville for that weekend. But, you know, now, I mean, I don't know, because I would love to go to this game as well. So it's it's frustrating for anyone that was wanting to travel, but like at the same time, I get like, if you're not traveling, then it makes sense because now you can go to this Auburn game at night and then not have to worry about anything the next day or a game day. But I am in the, probably in the minority in saying that, like, it's, I wish it wasn't, you know, the night before the Mississippi State game, just because I was planning on going. But yeah,
like, it'd be different if it were a home game the next day, you know what I mean?
Well, the, yeah, because then everyone would already be in Auburn. It's just a reason to come to Auburn for a weekend.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, you can't help it. I mean, we scheduled this last year or the year before. Like, you can't help that, but it's just unfortunate because it's going to make people choose, which I know I have a lot of friends that will probably go to the game against Arizona just to turn around and hop in their car and go to Starkville probably that night and drive all night.
I wouldn't be shocked if that's something I ended up doing as well.
Yeah, and if you have a Tesla, you can really push those boundaries, be like, because you're not the one driving. So
that is not us promoting your wheel if you are driving.
No, never. Of course not. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to give you an idea. I'm not trying to point a bug in your ear, but I know some dedicated people out there that would do it, but I'm not promoting it. But you know what I mean. A lot of people bleed orange and blue in different ways. That's just me. But yeah, I've driven
to Tuscaloosa in a night before. I remember my freshman year of college, some of my friends and I, we got in the car after class. We drove to Tuscaloosa, went to the Auburn-Alabama basketball game in Tuscaloosa. This was the year before the Final Four team, so it wasn't the 1-2 matchup, but it was still, I'm pretty sure, a ranked matchup. It was. Auburn came short in that game, barely. That was the game that the lights were out in the beginning of the game, actually.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
We drove up to that game. It was a late game, and then literally after the game, we got back in the car and drove right back down to Auburn. Because I'm pretty sure that game was on like a Wednesday or something like that. It wasn't a weekend.
It was a Wednesday because I remember the lights went out
the next day. And it's like we drove up to Tuscaloosa, went to the game, got in the car, drove back, didn't get home until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Jeez. Yeah, that's the longest road trip I've ever been on to an Auburn game, regular season anyway, was when we played Ole Miss in Oxford. I went to that game with some friends. And
Mine is Baton Rouge. Went to LSU Auburn freshman year. When Jane Daniels and Malik Nabers were there. And that was a sight.
Oh, God.
Sights. We got killed.
I was about to say, it sounds like it. There's those two names. I know how that game went.
What's so weird about that is I don't know why. I've been to games, and they weren't necessarily Auburn against them, but I went to the two LSU Heisman quarterbacks. I went to see them in person both of their year. Like, I saw Joe Burrow versus Mississippi State at Mississippi State. I don't know why I went to that game. I was there, though, his 2019 year, and then obviously I went to see Auburn versus Jane Daniels in Baton Rouge. And I was like, what are the odds I've seen both Heisman winning quarterbacks of LSU in person those years? Which is so random. Like, I just, like, why is that? I guess if I go see an LSU game in person, then their quarterback's going to win the Heisman.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the only...
So, yeah, Sam Levin might win the Heisman this year, guys. Sorry.
If I remember, I think out of those two specific quarterbacks, I think I saw Joe Burrow play in Auburn. Because that was the game that he, you know, they beat us. And he, you know, they're like, asked him about the whole, you know, the noise factor of Jordan-Hare Stadium. He goes, by far, this is the worst place I've ever played.
Yeah, he just said it was the loudest place he's ever played.
Yeah, he was like, this is by far the worst and the loudest place I've ever played. It's just like the most hostile environment I've ever been in. So, and that they play that on the video boards sometimes during the games, going into the fourth quarters in the montage of the amount of people that have said that. But yeah, I'm...
What, dude, you know, they only beat us by 3.
That year?
They're 2019. At least Joe Burrow was good because he was the quarterback for 2 years at LSU. But yeah,
they kicked the field goal. I remember because it was like you could hear a pin drop. You just hear the LSU crowd going ballistic, you know, in the top nosebleed wherever we put everybody when they come into Auburn. But yeah, I just the Arizona game's going to be fun. I know that last year they absolutely, you know, mollywopped us up there in the desert, but this team this year has some promise based off the, you know, we talked about some of the clips they posted and some of the, you know, reports come out of practice that, you know, it's looking a lot different now that you have 2 7-footers, you know, locking the paint down. And then you have a guy like Narcisse Ngoy, who's going to be our starter, you know, the 7-footer from France. That's literally, there's videos of him you know, chasing down, you know, our guards on fast breaks and blocking them. It's like, my God, dude, like what do we have on our hands here? You know what I mean? And the fact that he was already drafted, you know, by the Clippers as like a draft and stash tells you everything you need to know about this kid. So I'm excited. I'm excited that he, you know, after the whole draft thing happened, everyone was freaking out. He was like, I'm ready to be in the orange and blue. I'm ready to be in an Auburn uniform. I'm ready to play basketball in Auburn this coming season. And I'll shift my focus after. But dude, I'm excited. I really am. We just need everyone to stay healthy, be on the same page. And I think Steven and company have a good team on their hands if we play our cards right. So I'm really excited about that. But you know what else you can be excited about? Subscribing and liking and turning on your notifications for everything and anything The Barn. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on whatever podcast format you're listening to, be sure to hit that follow button, that subscribe button, and notifications so you don't miss anything from your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But yeah, Graham, I don't have anything to add. You got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, again, happy hump day, everybody. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday night. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And as always, War Damn. We'll see you next time.
See ya.